Why would you not go for it? Why would you not take a chance? At one point in time, you got to take a chance on you.
If I was to quit rapping and I said I want to go to the NBA, I would be in the NBA.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I would.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I would.
Why would you think you could make it to the NBA?
Because I think I can do anything.
There's a certain delusional quality that all successful people have to have. You have to believe that something different can happen. Honestly, as I can say it to you, I truly believe that I could be the president if I wanted to.
400 trillion to one. When you understand that math, how can't you live your life? That's how rare it is to be a human being. You've been given this ridiculous triple miracle. Like, you're literally more likely to win the lotto 10 times in your life than actually have a life. I'm asking you, I'm promising you, please take this swing. You've got one at bat, 400 trillion to one. Please do something about it.
Guys, one day, you gotta graduate life. You can't always be the pupil. You gotta be the master. You gotta be the guy that's creating the material for others to try to study from. Mentally, you must believe it before you physically start it. Stop sitting back saying, yeah, man, that'd be cool. I wanna be this, I wanna be that. Grab your f***ing nuts and be it.
You know what's crazy? You know you could be the one if you really wanted to, right? You know that, right? But see, you keep playing the what-if game. What if it don't work out this? What if it don't work out that? What if it do? What if it do work out? Then what? You gonna be happy, right? You can't say you wanna win, but then you scared to lose. What kind of sense does that make? If you put your head down and lock in on the vision, how could you not win? Only thing that's gonna cause you to lose is your mentality. But that's between you and you, though.
You're always afraid to take the first step because all you see is every negative thing 10 miles down the road. But you can do anything you want. You are bound by nothing. What are you passionate about? What do you want?
It's not a bad thing to be unique. It's not a bad thing to be different. It's not a bad thing to be comfortable with yourself, regardless of what everybody else around you is doing.
You are a phenomenon. You are unique. Your DNA has never occurred in the history of the universe. It will never occur in the future. You are one of a kind. So that is your source of power. To waste that is just the worst thing you can do in your life. And what the power is finding that uniqueness.
Anything in life that you put your mind to, you can do. The world is your oyster. That's all I tell people. It's this and it's heaven. While you're on earth, you gotta take advantage of this. And that doesn't mean for everybody to be a rapper, for everybody to be a producer. Do what you do to the fullest and live your life.
Find something. Find a thing that you genuinely enjoy, because getting good at things you genuinely enjoy is extremely beneficial for young people. Everybody thinks they're a loser. Every young person thinks they're a loser. At least a young person in the situation I was at. I didn't know I wasn't a loser until I started winning.
They say, well, I don't know what to do. It's like, that's okay. Nobody does. Go do something. Do the best thing that you can think of. Put the best plan you have into practice. It's not going to be perfect, and it will change along the way. But it will change partly because you become disciplined pursuing the path. And as you become disciplined, you become wiser. And as you become wiser, you become able to formulate better and better plans.
You are going to have to jump. You cannot just exist in this life. You have got to try to live. If you are waking up thinking that it's got to be more to your life than it is, man, believe that it is. But to get to that life, you're going to have to jump.
Everybody has that voice in their head that says, hey, could you really do this? If you really believe that you could be something, if you have that little voice in your head saying, hey, you got talent, you could do this, then follow that voice.
When you ask me, like, why do you do it? It's because there's a possibility that you can, and that's enough. Like, I think I can do this, and so why would I not? If I know I can be something, then that's what's moving me. Just the sheer point that I might be able to do it.
Everything around you that you call life was made up by people that were no smarter than you. And you can change it. You can influence it. You can mold it. The minute that you understand that you can poke life and actually something will pop out the other side, that's maybe the most important thing.
And the other thing that's so interesting about being alive is that you're all in. No matter what you do, you're all in. This is going to kill you. So I think you might as well play the most magnificent game you can while you're waiting. Because do you have anything better to do? Really? Why not pick the best thing possible that you could do?
Don't be afraid to dream big. You know, the saying is, if your dreams don't scare you to death, they're not big enough. Your dream needs to be bigger than you are right now. And you will only succeed to the level of your dreams.
One time my mom said, you need to get a job. I said, I already have a job. I'm just not getting paid yet. I'm working on my dream. That's my job. If I'm gonna pay attention to my nightmare, I should be able to work on my dream. Well, one of them is gonna take my energy. I would rather give my energy to my dream than my nightmare.
If you think trying is risky, wait till they hand you the bill for not trying. If you think investing is risky, wait till you get the tab for not investing. See, it's all risky. Getting married is risky. Having children is risky. Going into business is risky. Investing your money is risky. It's all risky. I'll tell you how risky life is. You're not going to get out alive.
And that's where delusion comes in, because delusion is only delusional when you don't accomplish the goal of making your delusions a reality.
Right.
That's what it's delusional. To allow those delusions to be the reality of your assessment.
It don't matter how much it feel like it ain't gonna work. You gotta believe the delusion, because it's only delusional until it works. So is it really delusional? And then once the world see it, there's nothing delusional about it. Now your delusion becomes, oh, he was a genius.
The world belongs to optimists, because if you're going to do anything big, you have to believe that it can happen. Otherwise, it never will.
The cynics get to be right and the optimists get to be rich.
Before you can ever reach anything, you have to believe it. You don't just mistakenly become great at something. You probably at one time or another, believe that you can be great at that. And then you work to get great at that, and you reach that greatness. But you don't mistakenly become great.
Greatness is not this wonderful, esoteric, elusive, godlike feature that only the special among us will ever taste. You know, it's something that truly exists in all of us. It's very simple. This is what I believe, and I'm willing to die for it. Period.
If you want to be great, you want to be the baddest motherfucker ever at what you do, you could be misunderstood by everybody, because you're going to be so obsessed and so driven to get there. That's what it takes. When people don't understand you anymore, you're in that spot of obsession and drive where people are like, what the fuck wrong with this guy? I don't want to talk to you, man, because you're not going to get it. You will never understand what is wrong with me. I'm so fucking glad you don't.
I've always figured that why go to a tournament if you're not going there to try and win? There's really no point in even going. That's the attitude I've had my entire life, and that's the attitude I will always have. And second sucks, and third's even worse. I want to win. That's just my nature.
In my mind, I'm always the best. I don't care what the people are thinking, what they say. In my mind, not just this year, but always, I'm always the best.
If you don't have the mindset that you're the best ever, you failed already. And that's been my mindset since I can remember. That will be my mindset as long as I can remember anything, that I am the best ever at what I do. And every day that I step on a basketball floor, I will strive to be that. But my mindset will always be as such as I am the best. And that'll give me a shot at being the best.
You probably don't want to be normal. Because if you take what normal means and put it across all aspects of life, it means that you're going to die at 74, you're probably going to be overweight, you're going to, you know, be divorced. Mm-hmm. You're going to not really achieve anything that you want. Like, that's normal. Mm-hmm. And so it makes sense that you would be the odd man out, because most people live that life. And so, like, that was something that gave me a lot of permission to, like, be me, which was not normal.
And, you know, it's a human condition to be average. It's not to be as good as you can be. You know, it's the human condition to survive. Just get along, be average. Lots of people think that way. That's normal. It's special to get somebody to be the best that they can be, to understand the work ethic and how important it is to earn it, and you reap what you sow.
That's not normal. Because we don't want to be normal. Normality is what weak people call living. I call it death. And you know what? I'm selling myself too short. I'm capable of more. And I'm hungry for it.
I always felt like I could do anything. That's the main thing people are controlled by. Thoughts, their perception of themselves. They're slowed down by their perception of themselves. If you're taught you can't do anything, you won't do anything. I was taught I could do everything.
Courage is the key to life itself. There are a lot of people who are born in situations where they say, well, I'll never get out of this. So they won't. I say to people who say, well, I would like to have done so and so and so. So well, you could have done it. So, well, I couldn't get out of here. Man, the bus runs every day.
I really want to say to children out there and to people who are watching, Confucius said one time, he who says he can and he who says he can't are both usually right.
If you decide to be rich today, who gonna stop you? Who? If you decide you want to be rich, all you gotta do is start. Why not? Who gonna stop you? Unless you tell it to the wrong person.
If they don't have what you want, don't listen to what they say. There's no greater waste of time than justifying your actions to people who have a life you don't want.
I've been listening to laughter all my career.
Yeah.
I've been listening to them laugh my whole career. What, an Irishman win a Cage Warriors world title? Hell no. You serious? An Irishman? An Irishman win a fight in the UFC? Hell no. Laughs all around. Okay, you gotta win. Now he wants to win a world title? Hell no, he's all talk, he's all hype, he's a joke. Laughter all around at the Joker. Then the Joker goes and wins the world title. Now he wants to win a second world title. More laughter. The sound of laughter and the sound of doubt motivates me.
After 17 years in this league, what fuels you, Kevin?
The competition, the naysayers, the owners who talk too much. You know, the people who don't think a 36, 35-year-old can do what I do. I take a lot of pride in my craft. I work really hard on my craft every day, and I'm a true professional.
Whenever someone said to me, it can't be done, I heard, it can be done. When they said no, I heard yes. And when they said it's impossible, I heard, it is possible. I'm a strong believer of what Nelson Mandela said, that everything is always impossible until someone does it. Well, I'm going to be the one, I said to myself, I'm going to do it and I'm going to show it to them. Maybe it has never been done before. That's perfectly fine with me, but I'm going to do it.
Nobody's going to believe in you until you've already done it. Nobody's going to come and celebrate with you until you've already done it. All right? The work is going to come before the belief, which means you're going to have to work for a long time by yourself with no applause, with no awards, with nobody telling you good job. And then once you start to build something and people start to see the momentum and they start to see the result and you start doing some things, then you're going to get a little belief.
And that's what's painful, is that it takes more effort to start in the beginning, and more people are right about the fact, they're like, hey, you're not going to hit it big. And guess what? A month in, you're not. But they're only measuring on months. And at 6 months, you're also not going to have hit it big yet. And they're going to be like, I'm still f***ing right. And at a year, you're still not going to have hit it big. And they'll still be f***ing right. And every day that you haven't hit it, they're going to feel like they were right. But they're wrong. Because they're measuring in days and you're measuring in decades.
So let them all talk shit. Let them all make their noise. Because at the end of the day, you are the only one who has the guts. We have the guts to go to work and show up every single day, day in and day out, putting in the work. Hardest workers in the room, it's not just some cool saying that we say or a cool hashtag. It's a lifestyle, and it comes from in here. It's how we eat.
Never stop fighting. No matter what anyone says, no matter how they try to compromise you, compromise your vision. If it's in your gut, if it's in your soul, there's no worldly possessions that should come between you and your expression. Human beings, we're a blip in existence. Death is promised. So what do you do with your life? How do you make the most of it? How do you make your voice the loudest?
I thought it was impossible. You know, everyone would tell me it was impossible. Like, I came from one printed t-shirt in New York City, and I was like, one day I'm gonna figure it out. Rule number one is people will tell you that it's stressful, you don't want to do it, and don't believe that. That's not true. You know, that's the older generation scaring you to think that you'd rather just be in your small atelier. And let's be honest, it's fun. You think of an idea and it's possible.
Focus on your light. Be creative. None of this.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Matters if you're not doing something that is really interesting and striking. Focus on that. If you're really talented, somebody will find you. Somebody will get behind you. It's really your time. It's your time. Like, nothing is stopping you. Nothing.
I had this fire that I'm going to be somebody. And it has to be there, because on all those bad days, on all those days you don't want to do, you have to be your own motivator, your own coach, your own trainer, your own everything. So to do that, you have to come into work ready to go. You may have failed miserably yesterday. People are like, man, you just lost everything. How the hell are you this damn motivated? Because this is what it takes.
The winners always show up. They're willing to lose in order to gain. This body, as great as you are, as sharp as you make the arsenal, it can't do anything. If you don't have confidence in yourself, we all fall down in life. The question is, who gets back up? You go after and you give it all you have. If you lose, at least you try, man. I failed. It's 10 times more of a man than someone said, what if? Because what if never went to the arena? When you guys find a fear, that fear will either create you or destroy you. Behind every fear is a person you want to be.
Everything is hard before it's easy. And everything at the beginning is difficult, but later it becomes easy and automatic. You have to force yourself to discipline yourself at the beginning, but after that, it becomes easier and easier, and you actually feel happy.
People don't see that. People will never understand that. To be success, you know, all they think about, well, you batted 202, you know, and you struck out a certain number of times. Yeah, okay. You know, but the effort was there, and the learning curve and the passion was there. That has transcended not just to me, but to other people who are afraid to do things because they're worried about the perception that may come from other places. To me, that's more gratifying than anything, you know. So that's the things that my father and my mother instilled in me. Take a negative and turn it into a positive. Don't be afraid to fail.
I wanted to feel something besides defeat. I wanted to just go the distance. I was the 36th African-American SEAL in history. So I was like, man, what story would it be if my fat, dumb, insecure ass can overcome this shit? I want to be the guy that people looked at but said, this motherfucker is going to keep coming after whatever the fuck is in front of him.
You can't just pout and scream and kick your fists and say it's not fucking fair, because guess what? It isn't fucking fair. It's never going to be fair. It's never been fair. And you screaming and throwing a tantrum about it is irrelevant. No one cares. The world doesn't care. God doesn't care. Your family doesn't care. It's not fucking fair, motherfucker. Get that through your brain. Okay, now take all of the negative shit, all the shit your parents said, all the shit your cousins said, all the shit your friends and family said, all the laughter, all the doubts, all the eye rolls, all the shit your girlfriend said, and start to remember that shit. Don't memory hole it in some place and forget about it and say, oh, my trauma. No, say, hey, fuck you for not believing me. Now I'm going to go out. I'm going to use this energy to become so big, so successful, so powerful, so undeniable that when I walk in the room, you look at the fucking floor. That's what you want to be.
It's not glamorous. It's lonely. As you start changing, everything around you starts changing. It's not even fun in the beginning. And so you'd either have to have an incredible amount of hope or a ridiculous amount of inspiration and delusion. It is tedious, it is painful, it is lonely, because it is a game of just moving the ball down the field inch by inch by inch.
This life is relentless. You better keep coming back.
from all your failures, all your doubts, all your you better keep fighting, keep getting up. Never lay down for That's one thing we should all agree on. If you've been broken once, you know how that feels. That means try and break me again. One thing in life, suffering has no expiration date. It don't give a if you're black, white, poor, rich, where you come from, how you were raised. It will keep coming after you.
Some of y'all don't want it. That's why you ain't got it. Excuses sound best to the person that's making them up. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. Get off the pity potty. Wake your ass up. Awaken the beast inside. It's time to take to another level. It's game on. It's focus. It's go season. You got a problem with your life. You got a problem with your environment. Do something about it. Excuses sound best to the person that's making them up. If you want it, go get it.
Develop the quality of being unstoppable. Say in yourself that no matter what life throws at me, it'll never stop me. No matter how rough it gets, I will never quit. Make the decision that you can be tired, you can be worn out, but nothing is ever going to stop you.
If you want something bad enough, you can't let anybody tell you you can't do something, not even yourself. People doubted me. I doubted myself sometimes too. But you know what? That's what it takes. To do anything successfully in life, you've got to want it as bad as you want to breathe. And if you want it that bad, if you're willing to give it that much, you get a big piece of what you want. And I say that not from something I read, it's from something I lived.
There's times when you don't feel like doing what needs to be done, but you got to say, feelings has nothing to do with it. This is my dream. This is what I'm going to do. And I'm going to do the things that I don't feel like doing. I'm going to do the things I don't want to do. I'm going to do the things that don't come easy to me, that do not come natural to me. I'm going to get up and do it. You can't live your life on feelings. You're going to have feelings, okay? But you cannot let your feelings dictate what you are or are not going to do.
If you can get a mental image of the person you would most like to become, begin now to act as that person would act in everything you do. Gradually, imperceptibly, you will actually become that person. It goes back to what the great German poet and philosopher Goethe once said. Before you can do something, you must first be something. Before you can do what you would most like to do, you must first become the person who can do it. A woman cooking dinner has only to act like a great chef to turn out a better meal. The student who begins to act like a top student will begin to get better grades. The secret is to get and hold fast in your mind the mental image of the person you would most like to be.
Let's say that every time you invited a friend out for lunch, they turned up late or didn't turn up at all, they didn't text back, they just kept not holding to their word. After a while, you wouldn't believe in them, you wouldn't be friends with them, and you'd stop inviting them out to lunch. You are that friend to yourself. How on earth do you think that you're going to be able to move mountains and get out of that relationship that you don't like and move countries or change career when you can't not hit snooze, even though last night you promised yourself that you weren't going to hit snooze? And it's how people that are able to do extraordinary things have been able to get there, that they've just started off unbelievably small, right? I'm just not going to hit the snooze button. I'm just not going to use my phone before 9 a.m. Mark Manson quote here is, "The person you have to spend the most time listening to in your life is yourself. Try not to lose their respect." Self-respect and self-esteem, I think, largely comes from having faith in your own word.
Like, if you want to do something that most people can't do, literally just extend the time horizon on the things that most people can't weather. Like, there's so much opportunity on the other side of being willing to persist for an extended period of time on the correct path without getting positive reinforcement from your environment. And the longer you can stick with something without that positive feedback loop in terms of the big external thing, the easier the opportunities are because so few people can pursue them.
A lot of people say, "Oh, I just want to sort of," they're kind of dabbling in the idea of improving themselves. And the real way to do it is you got to write down what the fuck you want and then go after it. Because otherwise you live in sort of a wishy-washy world. You know, if you decide, "I'm going to get down to bang, I'm going to do this, I'm going to run a marathon in less than 5 hours, I'm going to, you know, whatever the fuck it is," you got to write that shit down and go for it. It's the best advice I've ever heard. It's the best advice I ever came up with. Is that live your life like you're the hero in your movie. Live your life like there's a documentary crew following you around and you are analyzing your own behavior. Do what you would want to do so that your kids one day would look back at it and look on it with pride. Like, wow, my dad was a bad mother. He really did what he had to do.
Ask yourself, why do you wake up in the morning and do what you do? Why is it that you pursue the goals and the dreams that you pursue? Have these conversations. Be comfortable in your own skin. If you're uncomfortable, ask yourself, why is it that you're experiencing these things? Ask, why is it that you are in a situation where you don't like to be by yourself? Because if you are with yourself, it doesn't mean you have to be lonely. You don't need other people. Because when you're on your deathbed, nobody's going to be there. It's just you, yourself, figuring out, did I live a successful life? Did I do what I say I was going to do? You can't point fingers. You can't say, oh, because this person said this or this person said that. No. You're fully accountable for your life. And when it's all said and done, it's all up to you.
A friendly reminder that in 3 generations, everyone who knew us will be dead, including the people whose opinions stopped you from doing what you wanted all along. Imagine that someone you know achieves every dream and hits every goal they have. Years later, they get old and die. 2 years after that, how much do you care? About as much as everyone else will if you accomplish your goals and dreams. Do it for you.
50% of the people don't care about your problems. The other 50% glad you got them. So in other words, nobody cares about you but you. Nobody can make you successful but you. If you don't believe in you, why should I? If you're not going to invest in you, why should I? You are with you every single day. You know you better than anybody else, but you want someone to invest in you that hasn't spent one moment with you? If you're not willing to do that? Of course you wouldn't. You believe in you. Take the advice, the hard work, the discipline, and the dedication, and go be successful. You don't need to be an NFL player. You don't need to be an entertainer. You can be successful in your own right if you believe you can. I believe I was going to go be an NFL player, and I set that course of action. Now, do you believe that you can go be the best salesman that you possibly can be? It's not about, that's all it's about. You, it's you versus you.
So today, don't think about it. Don't talk about it. Don't wish for it. Go forth. Die. Move. Start. Act. Trust me. It's the only way to get there.
I say chase your dreams, man. Do that thing, man, that keeps you up at night. That thing that bothers you, man, that makes you trip. You can't quit thinking about it. That thing, man, that you wake up in the middle of the night, you got a new idea. That's what you got to chase. Because anything else, it's going to disappoint you.
So don't be afraid to go outside the box. Don't be afraid to think outside the box. Don't be afraid to fail big, to dream big. But remember, dreams without goals are just dreams.
You have to be delusional. Franz Kafka once said, "By believing passionately in something that still does not exist, we create it. The non-existent is whatever we have not sufficiently desired. Embrace the power of your dreams, for they have the potential to shape your reality. Let your desires guide you, fuel your actions, and manifest the life you envision."
I don't care what you're going to do, but go out there and make something of yourself for God's sake. Be an honest person and work and get to the top of whatever it is that you want to get to the top of. You know, and stand up for yourself like a respectable human being and be a bit of a light on the world instead of a blight. You get your act together a bit, discipline yourself, see if you can learn to tell the truth, concentrate on something for a year or two, you could be a bloody world beater. They think, really? That's possible? Wow, that would be interesting. That might make life worth living. It's like, yeah, it might. So why don't you go do it?
If you're going to try, go all the way. Otherwise, don't even start. If you're going to try, go all the way. This could mean losing girlfriends, wives, relatives, jobs, and maybe your mind. Go all the way. It can mean not eating for 3 or 4 days. It can mean freezing at a park bench. It can mean jail. It can mean derision, mockery, isolation. If you're going to try, go all the way. There's no other feeling like that. You'll be alone with the gods, and the nights will flame with fire. All the way. All the way. You will ride life straight to perfect laughter. It's the only good fight there is.
Don't ever worry about what other people think. Who cares? Let it go. Be unique. Be memorable. Be confident. Be proud. But mainly, be you.
Work hard. Be somebody. Yeah. Be something more than what you see in the mirror. Let the world be your mirror. Don't let them judge you, because the mirror can't judge you. You judge what you see in the mirror.